In a statement commemorating World Press Freedom Day, the U.S. Embassy Chargé d'Affaires in Juba, David Wren, says the day offers a valuable opportunity to reflect on the importance of press freedom in South Sudan. Wren says at a time when the truth is increasingly under attack, the need for accurate, fact-based reporting and accountability has never been greater.
South Sudan has a lot of work to do to establish and solidify the institutions that are critical to a well-functioning democratic state. There's a bill pending with the legislature now to set up the constitution-making process so that South Sudanese can have a conversation about what their permanent constitution should look like, about how power, responsibility, authority, and resources should be distributed between the center and the regions. These conversations can't happen without press freedom. They can't happen in a meaningful way unless people are able to hear from all sides of the debate.
Wren says the United States is very concerned about press freedom in South Sudan.
We've seen some of the local radio stations shut down over very trivial matters. And we also are aware that journalists, not just radio and television, print, even social media, self-censor. And they self-censor because of the actions that the government has taken both at the national and local level to penalize journalists who say things that the government would prefer that they not say. That is antithetical to press freedoms. It's antithetical to a functioning democratic society.
Wren says he has raised the issue with President Salva Kiir, asking him to ensure civic space for South Sudanese to enjoy the freedoms enshrined in South Sudan's constitution. He called on all sectors of society to support the South Sudanese media outlets in their struggles against censorship and unlawful arrest of journalists.
Press freedom matters because information is power. People want to control information for their own purposes. A free press is the protection against that. A free press ensures that when we as citizens, whether South Sudanese, American, European, other Africans, whoever, that we make decisions based on the facts and all of the information and the arguments that people make for or against a particular policy. If we don't have that, we'll make bad decisions.
Well, Press Freedom Day was proclaimed by the UN General Assembly in 1993, following a recommendation adopted at the 26th session of UNESCO's General Conference in 1991. It was carried out in direct response to a call by African journalists who produced the landmark Windhoek Declaration on Media Pluralism and Independence in 1991. Since South Sudan's independence in July 2011, freedom of expression has been severely restricted. According to the UN Commission on Human Rights, South Sudan is one of the most dangerous places in the world to be a journalist. In February last year, Amnesty International released a report accusing South Sudan National Security Service of using abusive surveillance to terrorize journalists, activists, and government critics. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.